Peril. Stories of suspense. Yes, Laura?
Oh, James, there's a Mrs. Diana Carson to see you.
Well, couldn't you arrange an appointment later in the week?
She says it's urgent. She seems very upset.
All right, Laura. Send her in.
Dr. Bancroft will see you, Mrs. Carson. Won't you come in?
Thank you very much, nurse. Hello, doctor.
Hello. That'll be all, Laura.
Oh, no, wait. I'd rather that your nurse heard what I have to say. Please.
All right. Won't you sit down?
Thank you.
Well, Mrs. Carson?
Dr. Bancroft, I've heard a lot about you. From what I've heard, I think that you're the one man who can help me.
Well, I'll certainly do my best. You can depend on that. But why do you insist on my nurse hearing what you have to say?
I'm thinking of you, Doctor. I thought it best that there'd be a witness.
A witness?
You're a well-known psychiatrist. Respected. Highly qualified. You have a lot to lose. If you agree to the request I'm going to make, you'll be taking a risk.
What's troubling you, Mrs. Carson?
It's not me. It's my husband.
Yeah?
He tried to kill me.
I'll be back in just a minute to tell you more of tonight's story, Darkness Within.
A complete line of all types of equipment for your stereo setup is at Mary's Record Shop, 528 South Main Street. Choose from tape recorders by Sony, FM tuners and stereo amplifiers by Fisher, portable stereo phonographs by KLH, and many other well-known manufacturers. Mary's Record Shop handles only the finest equipment available. The manufacturers they represent have been in business for many years, and Mary's Record Shop has been selling high-fidelity components for quality home music since 1950. Their experience helps protect you. Tell them just what you want, and they'll make sure you're 100% satisfied. Take your hi-fi problems to Mary's Record Shop and Mitchell's Audio Center, 528 South Main Street in Greenville. You'll be glad you did.
You see, it's my husband who needs help.
Oh, Mrs. Carson, perhaps I'd better go into the reception room after all.
No, please, nurse, stay here. I know what I'm doing.
Very well.
Mrs. Carson, before we go any further, let me explain something. I treat all details given me by patients in the strictest confidence. However, there is a borderline. It's not a very definite borderline, but I have to decide when it's been overstepped. When that happens, my duty to my patient takes second place to my duty as a citizen.
You mean police business?
Yes.
I understand, Doctor.
All right. Please go on.
It happened last night. We were sitting by the fire. When my husband, Lionel, one moment he was reading a book. The next he was standing over me. The fire tongs in his hand. There was a terrible expression on his face. It was as though he was someone else. Someone I didn't know. He lifted the fire tongs. I tried to move away. He hit my arm. Look, you can see the mark.
Yes.
He shouted, "I'll kill you. All the others are dead, now I'll kill you." He lifted the fire tongs again. I couldn't move. Then suddenly he staggered backwards. He dropped the fire tongs and fell into a chair. Then it was like he'd just awakened from a nap. He didn't remember anything.
Did you tell him what happened?
When he could see something was wrong. He asked me what he'd done. So I told him.
How did he take it?
He just couldn't believe he'd done such a thing.
Mrs. Carson, had anything like that ever happened before? Yes?
It's so horrible.
When you've told me this much, you might as well go all the way.
All right. My pet cat. It had been missing for a few days. I found it in the basement. It had been poisoned. I buried it right away. My husband was always so kind and thoughtful. I just can't believe it.
Have you told your husband that you were coming here?
Yes.
And how did you feel about that?
He wanted to go straight to the police, but finally I talked him out of it.
Well, I'd like very much to have a talk with him.
Oh, can you help him, Doctor?
I don't know.
But you'll try.
Yes, I'll try.
Oh, thank you, Doctor, thank you. As for your feelings...
Well, let's not talk about that. What time can your husband be here?
Any time you say.
All right. Let's make it 3 this afternoon. Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, sir.
My name is Lionel Carson.
Oh, Dr. Bancroft's expecting you, Mr. Carson. He told me to send you straight into his office. It's Mr. Carson, doctor.
Come in, Mr. Carson. That'll be all, Miss Marsh.
Yes, doctor.
Thank you, nurse. Mr. Carson, please sit down.
Thank you.
Now, I want you to try to relax.
Relax? After what's happened, how could I relax?
Exactly what did happen to me.
Didn't my wife tell you?
Yes, yes. Now, I'd like to hear from you.
I don't really know. Diana and I were sitting by the fire. Then it was as though I dozed off. Next thing I knew, Diana was crying. Her dress was torn. The fire tongs were at my feet. The palm of my right hand had been blackened by the fire tongs. There was a red welt on Diana's arm.
And you don't remember striking it?
No.
What do you do for a living, Mr. Carson?
I'm a stockbroker.
Mm-hmm. How's business?
I haven't been worried about anything, if that's what you're getting at. Business has never been better.
Have you ever suffered a nervous breakdown?
No. There's no possible reason for me to do what I did. So, I guess I must be crazy. I must be.
If you were, you'd insist that you were completely sane.
Is it normal to try to murder your wife?
How long have you been married?
4 years.
Your wife is very beautiful.
I'm not a jealous man, Doctor. Furthermore, Diana has never given me any reason for jealousy.
She's a lot younger than you are.
I am not jealous. Dr. Bancroft, please believe me. I love my wife. There's nothing I wouldn't do for her. As for hurting her, that's the last thing in the world I'd want to do.
Yet you tried to kill her.
All right, I'm crazy. Put me in a padded cell. I don't care what you do with me. I only came here because Diana insisted. It was my idea to turn myself over to the police. But she thought you could help me.
Maybe I can. But there's no chance of me being able to help you if you don't have faith in me. You've got to believe I want to help you. That's no good.
I'm sorry. I want you to find out what's wrong with me, Doctor. Surely you must realize what it's like when you...
Yes, of course I do.
I'll leave myself in your hands. I'll do whatever you tell me.
Fine. Now I'm going to ask you a series of questions. Some may seem silly, but do your best to answer them. All right, here we go.
Combat duty, sir. They gave me a desk job. I wasn't sorry about it, and I wasn't exactly happy. I merely didn't as I was ordered.
Mm-hmm.
Any more questions, Doctor?
No. That'll be all for today.
Have I told you anything that would help?
Maybe. I'll read over my notes. We'll see what happens next time you visit me.
When will that be?
Tomorrow? Same time?
Good. Thank you, Doctor. There's just one thing
Yeah?
You don't think I may...
Recurrence?
Yes.
I'm sure there won't be a recurrence, but I suggest that you and your wife sleep in different rooms.
Yes, Doctor.
Is there anyone else staying with you?
We sent the servants away on vacation yesterday. Dr. Bancroft, if you think my wife is taking the slightest...
I don't think she is. I'll see you tomorrow, Mr. Carson. Schizophrenia?
Our old friend.
Yeah. Something unclean. Something that can't stand to be brought to the light. A dirty little secret that built a cocoon around itself.
Dirk?
Yeah. The same thing I feel when I look at you. Because that makes me think of Jenny.
Jenny?
An invalid. A poor, helpless, hopeless caricature of a woman. My wife.
Jenny, don't talk about it. When you do, I feel guilty, too.
There are times when I wish you...
No!
Laura, I love you so much.
James.
I can't help myself. I just can't.
Don't. Oh, dear. It's wrong. We know it's wrong. I should go away.
No.
Get another job.
No, no.
Will you have your work?
But I need you, too. If there's nothing I can offer you while she's still... I shall have troubles for my patients. Can't do a thing for myself.
Oh, let's not talk about it, James. We always end up in front of the same blank wall.
Yeah.
About Lionel Carson. Don't you think it's dangerous to let him stay with his wife?
They're sleeping in different rooms. I don't think he's a psychopath.
But he tried to kill her with those fire tongs.
It could have been part of a dream. It may never happen again.
On the other hand...
Yeah, if there's a thing inside him, he'd be a lot stronger than I think.
I'm fine, James, really. Today I'm fine.
That's good, Jenny.
Did you have a hard day?
Oh, same as usual.
Oh, James, I ate most of my dinner tonight.
That's fine. That's really good. I'd better let you get some rest, Jenny.
But I want to talk to you, darling. Why, I look forward so much to seeing you. It's the only thing I think of all day long. Oh, I know that coming home isn't a nice feeling for you, me being sick.
Please, don't say it, Jenny. Please.
I'm sorry. It's just that... Well, I won't talk like that anymore, Jane. I promise. I'll be cheerful. I always need to be cheerful because... I want you to sit here with me and talk. I will be cheerful, James, I promise, but... Well, talk to me!
The phone, I'd better go out and answer it. Jenny, darling, try and get some sleep. Dr. Bancroft speaking.
Dr. Bancroft, this is Diana Carson.
Yes, Mrs. Carson.
Please, come to my house right away.
Well, what's wrong?
Lionel, he's looking through the house for me. He's got... Lionel!
No! 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 In just a moment, we return with our story, Darkness Within.
This is Jack Norris, director of the Greenville County Museum of Art. The Greenville County Museum of Art is looking for a director's assistant in curative education. If you're qualified and have an art background, perhaps teaching experience on the elementary and secondary level, contact the Greenville County Museum of Art at 106 DuPont Drive or phone 233-0497. And remember to join me each week, each Sunday afternoon at 12:45 for Horizons in Art.
Mrs. Carson! You all right?
Yes.
Your husband?
He caught me at the top of the stairway. He shouted, I'll kill you, I'll kill you.
Where is he?
He struggled. Then he slipped. He fell against the railing. He went over. He's dead. It's my fault. It's all my fault.
Easy now, easy.
I tried to talk sense to him, but he was like someone else.
I didn't think it would recur.
He kept shouting crazy things. He said he'd fix me. He said he'd keep me from talking. Oh, look on his face.
Cry. Don't hold it back. That's right.
What will you do?
I'll have to phone the police.
They won't blame you. It's my fault.
I thought I could help him.
Of course you did. I'll take full responsibility.
I'm afraid it just won't work out that way, Mrs. Carson.
So you told the police everything?
Just as it happened.
And Mrs. Carson?
Her statement about her visit here was almost identical with mine.
Well, that'll help, won't it?
You know as well as I do what'll happen, Laura. I'll be the prize exhibit at the inquest. I'll be charged with criminal negligence.
You'll be deregistered if that happens.
Yeah.
But that's not fair.
Well, how about Mrs. Carson? Look at what she's gone through. Is that fair? I could have stopped it, remember.
Yes, you've worried about other people. You've worked yourself sick. And now this.
Yeah, maybe it'll be good for me. I'm tired of the other fellow's agonies. I'd like to concentrate on my own for a while.
You don't mean that. This is your life. If I didn't believe in your work, do you think I'd have stayed here?
Well, here's your chance to make a break. No. I didn't mean that.
I know, James. Look, we've got to do something.
I'll take it. Dr. Bancroft speaking. Oh, yes, Mr. Murray. Yes, I can make it. All right. Bye. District Attorney. He wants to see me.
When?
Now.
Well, don't go to see him unless you have your lawyer with you.
I don't need a lawyer. I'm guilty of criminal negligence, so I'll take what's coming to me.
And how about the people who need you?
We'll have a psychiatrist.
James.
Goodbye, Laura.
Mrs. Carson.
May I see Dr. Bancroft, Miss Marsh?
He's not here. He went to see the district attorney.
Oh. When will he be back?
I don't know.
It was my fault. I asked him to treat my husband. It's not fair that they should blame him. What can I do to help him?
I'll do anything. I'm afraid there's no way you can help him. Besides, you've been through enough yourself.
Oh, I'm all right. It's Dr. Bancroft I'm concerned about. Money. I'm prepared to give him all he needs. He can call it his fee.
He won't accept the fee. He wasn't able to help your husband.
He didn't have enough time.
I don't think the authorities will take that into consideration.
But it's wrong. A highly qualified psychiatrist like him.
Well, that's the point. They'll say that a man so highly qualified should have recognized the danger.
I must do something to help him. I must. He won't be sent to jail, will he?
No, but not being allowed to practice will be far worse than a jail term.
Yes. How long have you been with the doctor?
6 years. I've watched them come in here. Nervous wrecks, people who are fighting shadows. Men and women who are sick and didn't know why. He brought their sickness into the light where he destroyed it. He killed it before their eyes and he made them want to live again.
He's a great man.
Yes, he is. And now they're going to destroy him.
We'll be back in a minute to Peril and our story, Darkness Within.
Would you like to have a grand piano in your home, or perhaps in your church? But the problem is, you just don't have room for a grand piano. The solution to your problem is a night piano. The night is the upright piano that sounds like a grand. It is built in England by craftsmen who build nothing but uprights. All of their skill and craftsmanship is directed toward constructing the world's finest upright piano. And it sounds every bit as good as some of the finest grand pianos. A night piano is expensive, but that's what you expect of the best. Come and see and hear it for yourself. Night pianos are handled exclusively by Case Brothers of Spartanburg, 906 South Pine Street. For three generations,
South Carolina's family-owned dealer in fine pianos and organs.
Dora.
James.
What are you doing here in the office? It's almost 10 o'clock.
Oh, I fell asleep. Why didn't you come back?
I walked through the park. I lost track of time.
The district attorney?
He was very nice.
But
I told him the truth. I told him that I knew Lionel Carson had tried to murder his wife. And I should have made sure he didn't get another chance. In psychiatry, you get only one swing at the ball. I missed that bat.
It's not the first time you took a chance. All psychiatrists must take a risk sooner or later. A calculated risk.
Yeah, but I miscalculated.
Well, James, you can't give up without a fight.
I'm too tired to fight. And don't give me that stuff about people needing me. You better look for another job in the morning. The coroner's court. Why weren't you there?
I knew what the coroner's finding would be.
Yeah, I guess we all did. Well, what are you going to do now?
I'm not sure.
You know, I'm still a bachelor. Completely unattached.
No, Harry.
Can't fall out of love with him, eh?
That's right. I'm sorry.
Laura, carrying a torch for Bancroft is a good way to get your fingers burned. He won't leave that wife of his. His sense of decency won't let him.
It's no good, Harry.
Yeah, well, I just thought I'd try. Now, how about a drink with an old friend?
No, thanks, Harry. I just want to walk. Alone.
Those buildings, Laura. It's impossible to tell just by looking at what kind of people live inside. You know, it's the same when you look at a person.
Yes. Like Lionel Carson. Just a middle-aged man, quite normal in appearance.
He hit my arm with the fire tongs. Look, you can see the mark.
You can't ever tell what's inside.
Something unclean. Something that can't stand to be brought into the light. It's a thing of darkness.
My pet cat. It had been poisoned.
Poisoned?
I buried it right away.
Poisoned? How did you know?
Guilt. Most of us have this thing inside us.
I must help Dr. Bancroft. I must.
Poisoned?
Guilt.
Poisoned.
Guilt.
I must help him. I must.
Mrs. Carson! Have you thought of a way for me to help Dr. Bancroft? No. Then why did you come here? Your pet cat, remember? Yes. My husband killed it. What made you think it had been strangled?
Strangled? Well, that's what you told Dr. Bancroft.
No. No, I said poisoned.
Well, how did you know it was being poisoned?
Well,
he must have had a reason for saying it.
I can show you where I buried the cat.
But how did you know it had been poisoned? Was it because you'd done it yourself?
No.
Your husband's mania, if he had a mania, was a thing of violence. If he wanted to kill the cat, he wouldn't have poisoned it.
He hated me. That's why he poisoned my calf. He hated me.
If he hated you, you wouldn't have asked Dr. Bancroft to treat him. You drugged your husband. When he passed out, you hit yourself with a fire tongs so you'd have that mark on your arm. You smeared his hand with soot from the fire tongs. Then you placed the tongs at his feet. When he came to, you put on an act. You had him believing he'd attacked you.
You planned the perfect murder.
But then you felt guilty about the consequences for Dr. Bancroft.
No one would believe that.
You'd break under questioning. The police would realize how much younger you are than your husband. They'd see that he was stodgy and uninteresting. They might even find a young man.
No.
They'd work on you. The cat, your husband, Dr. Bancroft, one would pile on the other, getting heavier and heavier.
Stop.
And then you'd break.
Stop.
You're ready to break right now. The cat. What kind of poison?
Be quiet.
Your husband.
Was he strapped to you when you pushed him over the railing? Or how long after you killed him did you phone Dr. Bancroft?
Don't say any more.
I'm going right on talking till you fall apart.
Oh.
When did you decide to murder your husband?
If you don't stop, I'll...
You'll murder me, too?
Yes.
Go on. There are the fire tongs.
There. I'll kill you. Kill you.
No, you won't.
I'll let go of those tongs. Let go.
Now, sit down. That's right. Then talk.
Today, at the rehearing of the coroner's inquest into the death of Lionel George Carson, psychiatrist Dr. James Bancroft was absolved of all responsibility. Immediately following the inquest, Mrs. Diana Carson was formally charged with the murder of her husband. During a newspaper interview later, Dr. Bancroft stated that he'll resume his practice tomorrow morning.
Good morning, Dr. Bancroft.
Who are you?
My name is Phyllis Morgan. Laura Marsh asked me to take her place.
Take her place?
And she said that this note would explain everything. I'll be outside.
Dear James.
Phyllis Morgan is very capable. I'm sure you'll be satisfied with her work.
Laura.
This is the best way, James. Your wife has nothing but her love for you. If you ever need me, I'll find out and I'll be there. Make your wife as happy as you can.
And then there'll never be a shadow between us. Oh, my love, Laura. Laura?
A patient is here, Dr. Bancroft. Mr. Edward Fenton.
Summon him, Miss Morgan.
Yes, Doctor.
And that concludes tonight's perilous story, Darkness Within.